Georgie, you don't seem yourself.
Why do you say that?
Don't play dumb, George. It's not you to stew about cases. You're distracted. Have you found your cell phone yet?
He's messing up, he can see that. Her needs deserve to predominate, and her clear need right now is for George to be what he always is, poised, stable, loyal as a hound. It would be preposterous, after all, to ask her to feel sorry for him because of her brush with mortality. Worse, Patrice would take it as a breach of faith. When she leaves the hospital tomorrow or the day after, she intends to use the term cured. The evil invading cells are certain to have been annihilated and thus exert no claim on the future. She wants George to lock arms with her and march forward with no looking back.
I'm fine, mate, he answers. A knock. His hour is up. From the door he waves brightly.
Home tomorrow, he says. No more hospital.
No more hospital, she repeats.
In the airlock between the room and the hospital corridor, George removes the paper layers that covered him and pushes them into a special bag he was given when he entered. A technician sweeps him with a bright orange handheld Geiger counter, a device the same size as a walkie-talkie. He may go. Striding down the garishly lit hospital corridor, he passes the doorways that often frame briefly glimpsed portraits of anguish. Yet his mind remains on his wife. When George met Patrice, he was in his third year in law school and she was a sophomore at Easton College. At a traffic light near the Easton campus, he had gazed over into an MG Roadster in the next lane, its top down in the sun, and found himself stunned by the sight of the driver. The young woman had the kind of tidy, perfect beauty that would last forever. She would still be called gorgeous at 90. When she caught George ogling, he pretended he'd been staring at the parafoam dice that hung from the rearview mirror, rather than at her.
I've never understood what those are for, he said through his open window. The dice? Is it luck?
His impression was that the toys would make it harder to see out the window. In response, he had gotten her cool smile.
I'll have to ask my boyfriend, she said. It's his car.
The light changed and she was gone. But the next time he saw her, at a party, she recognized him.
I never found out about the dice, she said. Somehow, when you asked me, I realized that the best thing about that guy was the convertible.